Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
Well, I'm joined in the studio on Intimate Moments by the servant of the Lord, Pastor Kahlulo Milatu. Muruti, good evening and welcome to Intimate Moments.
Greetings, Mr. Thompson. Greetings to the listeners at home.
Now, prophetic messages that are being, you know, revealed or preached to us, they talk more about our destiny. But let's hear from the word of God, men of God, and hear what God says with regards to prophetic messages.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You see, the topic of the prophetic, many people define prophecy as, you know, the future, okay? As things that are to do with the future, you know, you will experience this, you will experience that, and some people only define the prophetic as a word of knowledge that forth. And we have misconstrued this prophetic office, you know, and this prophetic gift or the prophetic calling. So the prophetic, it's not just for prediction, okay? But the prophetic is by hearing God and speaking or proclaiming his will as it is.
I love that. In other words, a prophet must hear first.
Very true.
From the Lord.
Very true.
In his secret place.
Very true.
Right?
A prophet must hear God.
Yes. And he must be able to deliver exactly what he heard. And like you said, it's for future destiny. Prophecy is for future. But shall we go straight into God's word, perhaps, that the Lord has laid in your spirit?
Perfect.
With regards to prophetic declarations or messages.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Firstly, we will start at the book of Numbers, okay? Numbers chapter 11 from verse 24. The Bible says that now, so Moses went out and told the people what the Lord has said and brought the 70 elders together, and he had them standing in the tent. So now, God is about to do something very profound. Moses here was the one who was hearing from God. He was a prophet, okay? He was a prophet. The Bible many times calls him a prophet. So he is a prophet who hears from God. And the elders of Israel at this particular moment were not hearing from God. And now God is introducing something beautiful now. He's saying that, I want to introduce Israel into the prophethood. What he's doing now, he's engaging 70 elders, okay? So in the Old Testament, God introduced 70 elders during the time of Moses into the ministry of the prophetic. But now, in the last days, now he's not only restricted or limited to the 70 elders. Everyone who is born again, I'm not saying that they are prophets, but I'm saying that they have ability to hear God and speak what he says. So In the New Testament clearly reveals that there is what is known as the prophethood of all believers. It is not to say that every believer is a prophet, nope, but it is to say that every believer can hear God and speak his word as it is.
I love that, because if a believer or a born-again Christian is able to hear from the Lord and speak exactly, it means he is inspired by the Holy Spirit.
Very true.
Yeah.
Very true. Beautiful, beautiful. That's it. I love it when you mention the Holy Spirit, because the very same text, the Bible says that the elders, they came around the tent and the cloud came upon them and the Lord took his spirit, capital letter S, that was on Moses, and put it on the 70 elders. In other words, that there is no way you can prophesy without the Holy Spirit. There is nobody who can prophesy without having the Spirit of the living God. Because he who knows the mind of God is nobody but the Spirit of God.
Now, you realize as well that the Lord Jesus says it is advantageous that I go away.
Mm.
Because if I don't, the Holy Spirit won't come to you.
That's true.
You know?
That's true.
He was very, very specific.
Very specific.
Right.
Very, very specific. So the very same thing that is happening here in the book of Numbers chapter 11, we will see also it happening in the book of Acts. Okay, where the Holy Spirit now is coming, okay, as a fulfillment of Joel chapter 2, verse 28. Now I'm going ahead of myself, but it's not a problem, okay? But now the very important thing that we need to note here is that these elders would now have ability to hear God. The Bible says in verse 25, it says, the last part of it, it says, when the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied. Now it is no longer Moses doing it alone, but also the elders of Israel was partaking in the ministry of the prophetic as a result of them being filled with the Spirit, or as the Spirit coming upon them. The difference between us and them, the Holy Spirit came upon the people of the Old Testament, upon them. But now in the New Testament church, he does not come upon us, but he comes and dwells in us.
Now, the Lord Jesus is saying, when he comes, the Spirit of truth, he will lead you into all truth.
Powerful.
Not into error,
but
into the truth. So, it means that if you say you are prophetic, you must be scripturally based.
Very true.
I'm talking about us as people of the new covenant. Today, we must know that.
Very true, very true. You must be scriptural. You must be biblical. There is no way you can claim that you can prophesy outside the word of God. Because if you prophesy outside the word of God, why are you prophesying? Because the word of God is prophetic, okay?
Mm.
The word of God, both the rhema word and the logos, both the written word and the spoken word, are a word of God. So when you speak from the word of God, you are being prophetic, okay? So the prophetic has two... And in the anatomy of the prophetic, there are two parts. Number one, there is the foretelling. Okay, the foretelling. The foretelling, it is when now you speak the things that are to come. Okay, but it is not, and it is not even. Should I say 80% of the prophetic? Okay, but it is part of the prophetic. It is not only the prophetic is not only about foretelling, telling the things that are to come. It is not only about prediction. Okay, but it is also about foretelling. Foretelling, it's by taking what is from the Lord and making it known to man. So by doing that, you are being prophetic. And it is not prediction, but it is proclamation. So God wants us to operate both in the prediction and also in the proclamation, in both the foretelling and the foretelling. Telling. And we see now, as they prophesied, they were not saying, this will happen, this will happen, this will happen. But they were declaring the mysteries of the kingdom by the Spirit of God. If we have the Spirit of a living God and we declare the mysteries of the kingdom of God, we are being prophetic.
Do we understand, as the body of Christ today, in the dispensation of grace where we find ourselves being in, do we fully understand the prophetic declarations and messages? Perhaps that are coming out from the pulpit on a Sunday morning or any other day when we meet. Do we know, do we understand, and or recognize it?
That's a very good question. That's a very good question, Mr. Thompson. I think it's a high time that people should avoid, you know, defining the ministry of the prophetic by what is demonstrated on earth. Okay? Because what is demonstrated on earth can be flawed in so many ways. So the best thing that we need to do is to draw these principles and these ways from the scriptures. Okay, because there's nothing hidden under the sun. God has revealed everything in the word of God. Okay, the word of God has ability to teach, correct, train, you know, us in righteousness. So we have to go back to the word of God. Every prophet shouldn't do anything outside the word of God. They should prophesy in the word of God. Mm-hmm. They should prophesy under the authority of the word of God, under the subjection, under the supremacy and the preeminence of the word of God. So anything that goes apart from the word of God, it becomes a problem. It becomes the gimmicks. Hence why we will find people abusing the people of God in the name of God says that I must tell you to do this and that. Well, it's not in the scriptures. Is it in the scriptures? Okay. So scriptures are powerful. Now, when I'm saying prophethood of all believers, Mr. Thompson, I'm not saying that we should go around sitting everyone down saying, can I prophesy? Prophesy! No, no, no. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about taking what is from God, okay? The mysteries of the kingdom. Taking the gospel of God.
Mm-hmm.
Giving it to people as it is, okay? Even proclaiming that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back.
I want us to start there.
Beautiful.
I want us to start there. Well, we are still here on Intimate Moments. Thank you for joining us. Earlier on, we read the book of Jeremiah 29, and there are scriptures that stood out, and I want us to link them nicely. Muruti, welcome back.
Tovela, Mr. Thompson. Uh-huh. Thank you so much. Amen.
Kindly read those scriptures for us in the book of Jeremiah 29.
Jeremiah 29, we're going to read from verse 8. For this is what the Lord of the heavenly armies, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets and diviners who are among you to deceive you. And do not listen to them when they tell you their dreams. In other words, they are among you, but they are not from me. Indeed, they are prophesying lies to you in my name. As in other words, these prophets, as they were prophesying, they were doing the work. They were prophesying, okay? They were prophesying, they were proclaiming, they were doing all these things. But they were prophesying lies to you in my name. And he goes on to say in verse 9 that I didn't send them, declares the Lord. In other words, they are in ministry. They are busy working. They are busy speaking. They are busy proclaiming. They are busy doing the predictions. But they are not from me. This is not to say that all prophets who are prophesying, they're not from God. Mm-mm. But it is to say that there are others who are not from God who are prophesying lies in the name of God. And verse 10, they were prophesying lies, saying that Babylon, in other words, they were saying that Babylon, Israel will come out of Babylon. No, can't you know? There's still 70 years that is to come. Verse 10 says that, for this is what the Lord says, when Babylon 70 years are completed, I'll take note of you. In other words, 70 years belongs to Babylon's dominion over Israel, okay? But after it is completed, I'll take note of you and will fulfill my God promises to you by bringing you back to this land. In other words, that redemption will come after 70 years. That's a true prophetic word. So Jeremiah had to go and preach against the lies of the false prophets by saying her exile will not last for 70 years. Will not last for 7 years, rather, but it will last for 70 years. And after 70 years, God will redeem you. That's when verse 11 says comes now, where there are most of us, we love this verse. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you, plans not to harm you, in order to give you future and a hope as well. So the prophetic is not, you know, speaking your will, speaking what feels good, speaking positive things. No, that's not the prophetic. The prophetic speak is to speak the voice of God as it is, okay? Now, there are types of hearing of God that are different, okay? They are different. Number one, sinners, they can hear God. By hearing God, I'm not saying that they can prophesy the will of God, they can engage in the ministry of the prophetic, no. But they can hear God when God calls them into repentance, okay? And it is clear that the Bible in Hebrews chapter 3, verse 15, where it says that today when you hear his voice, do not harden your hearts in rebellion, okay? Because sinners who are living in rebellion, God speaks to them, and when he speaks to them, they hear one voice, the voice that's calling them into repentance, similar to the voice of John the Baptist calling in the wilderness. It was calling people for repentance. So sinners, when they hear God, they do not hear God in other ways. They do not hear the mysteries of the kingdom. They do not hear the will of the Father in terms, in a way that brings the revelation and the revelatory word of God to the people, but they hear the message of repentance. The Holy Spirit comes and convicts them of sin, as Jesus Christ taught in the book of John. So that's how sinners hear from God. They hear the message of conviction. And now, when we, the believers, hear from God, we hear it differently. In John chapter 7, John chapter 10, verse 3, John chapter 10, verse 16, John chapter 10, verse 27, it says that my sheep hear me by my voice. It's
I love
a different
that.
Kind
love
of
that.
Hearing voice of God now. It's when now you sit as a sheep under the voice of a shepherd, and you listen to what the shepherd is saying, and you follow his voice, you speak his voice, and you understand his voice.
I love that, Felicity, because when you sit under the voice of a man of God, ultimately you resemble him or her in terms of the preaching, because you take it from the man of God who is hearing directly from the Lord. You understand?
Exactly. Very true. Very true.
Because you are sitting there under his ministry Sunday to Sunday, and he preaches. And over and above that as well, you are able to see the man of God said this one day. You just refer to what he says in one of the preachings. That's what I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yes. That's the ministry of the prophetic, Mr. Thompson. And every believer can hear from God. Like, it's clear. Everyone who's born again. Okay, let's look at John chapter 10, verse 3. John chapter 10, verse 3, Jesus Christ is saying that the watchman opens the gate for him, meaning the person who comes, right? And the sheep listen to his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. So the sheep hear him. The sheep of Jesus Christ will hear Jesus. Anyone who's the child of God can hear Jesus Christ communicating to them. Let's look at verse 16, Mr. Thompson. Verse 16 says, it says that, I have other sheep that are not in the sheep pen, but I them must bring them also, and they too will listen to my voice. So when we are the sheep of Jesus Christ, here you are talking about the Gentiles, okay? Verse 3 talks about the Jews who are already in the sheep pen. But then the sheep that is outside the sheep pen that will hear the voice of the Lord, the one that Jesus Christ is talking about here in verse 16, he's talking about the Gentiles, that we, the Gentiles, just like the Jews, we will hear the voice of God. Lastly, look at verse 27. Verse 27 it says this way, my sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. My sheep listen to my voice. Not a voice of a stranger, not a voice of somebody who claims that they are prophet. When you know the voice of a shepherd, you will be able to distinguish from the voice of the shepherd and the voice of the fake shepherd. Okay, the voice of a right shepherd, it does not contradict the word of God. It doesn't contradict the Bible from the book of Genesis to Revelation. It doesn't contradict the character of God, okay, the nature of God. It doesn't contradict also the personality and the attributes of God. The voice of the shepherd brings harmony to what? To the word of God, to the nature of God, and to the character of God. If it contradicts these three things and it causes disharmony in the body of Christ, then it's not from God.
Yeah, Pastor Kahlolo, I love that.
Glory
I love that.
God.
That's why when you read the Bible, it says scriptures cannot be broken.
Definitely.
What God says cannot change.
Cannot change.
It remains the same. So it is your responsibility when as a child of God to go back into the basics, which is the word of God, and hear from him. Now, would you say that, Pastor Kahlolo, if I have heard from the Lord, you know, prophetically so, and embedded my spirit and my heart into the word of God, I'll be able to pray effectively?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. That's it. That's another thing that makes you a prophet. Okay? So, because Jesus Christ says these words. He says, everyone who prays according to the will of the Father, okay, will be heard. So how will you know the will of the Father if you do not know the voice of God? Because the only way for you to know the voice of the will of the Father is by hearing his voice, and his voice will tell you his. Now, the process of hearing, it's a prophetic moment, okay? It's a prophetic mode where you hear the voice of God. The moment your ear, the spiritual ear, is opened to hear the voice of a spiritual God, it makes you prophetic. prophetic, not dramatically by saying, oh, I see you in 10 days, you will be having a nice car. And I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about hearing the heartbeat of God, hearing the voice of God even when he whispers. That's the ministry of the prophetic, okay? You hear his voice. Now, I'm answering you, Mr. Thompson. When you hear his voice, you will hear his will. And when you hear his will, you will pray according to his will.
Now, the prophet of God, I know that my family, you know that prophet. He says, you mountain that are standing before me, you Zerubbabel, you mountain. You know, Zerubbabel was talking. Now, you are going to be moved. It is not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of the Lord. Right? In a prophetic ministry, Pastor Kahlulo,
yes.
Let us recognize the Holy Spirit.
Very true.
The advocate.
Very true.
The intercessor. The one who knows everything.
That's powerful. Remember Jesus Christ in the book of John, as he was talking to the disciples, he says that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will lead you into all the truth. We know that, right? And he will, that's where he says that, and he will tell you of the things that are to come. In other words, now he reveals the eschatological events. What's eschatological events? Eschatological events are the events that are to transpire or to take place before the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, the future events. So in summary now, the Holy Spirit, when he comes, he doesn't contradict the word of God. The Holy Spirit, when he comes, he leads us into understanding both the foretelling and the foretelling. And then he makes us to speak nothing but the will of God. That's the prophetic.
Right. Intimate moments on your daily companion. I love this conversation.
Glory to God.
Powerful. Well, we are continuing with the prophetic messages. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. The Bible says, it is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works. Pastor Kahlulo, welcome, servant of the Lord.
Thobela, thank you so much, Mr. Thompson.
Where do we start?
We continue from the book of Numbers, okay? Then we will take it to the book of Joel, chapter 2, verse 28.
You said a prophet is someone who does what? He takes the message?
From God.
And then?
And he gives it to the people as it is. No personal additions. A prophet is like a news anchor, okay? When a person is anchoring news, they read a script and they speak what is from the script. They do not add their own opinion. They do not add their own ideas. They do not add their own plans. They do not add their own philosophies. They do not add any other teaching, okay? But they speak what it is written on the script. So a prophet does the same thing. A prophet must speak only what is from the Lord. Okay? So now, here, and as he's prophesying the will of God. Okay? And now, the elders of Israel as well, they are prophesying the will of God. And now, as they were prophesying, the Bible says now in verse 28 that Joshua, son of Nun, said this with said this words to Moses. He said that, Moses, my Lord, stop them from prophesying. In other words, stop them. They are prophesying. Stop them. And verse 29 says that Moses replied, are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his spirit upon them. So Moses, now he has an idea prophetically of the prophethood of all believers. He says that, are you jealous of me? In other words, that the ministry of the prophetic has always been under attack, okay? Both externally and internally. Externally, I'm talking about the unbelievers, and internally, I'm talking about people who are believers. There are some who are opposing this ministry of the prophetic. And however, God will not let the ministry of the prophetic being destroyed. It will always continue until the Lord Jesus Christ comes. And he says that, I wish that all God's people were prophets. you had an idea of prophethood of all believers, that God is what he will do in the last days, okay? He says in Joel chapter 2, is it verse 28? Yes, it's verse 28. He says that in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. It is God now saying through the mouth of Joel that he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. In other words, every human being who's living on the face of the earth and who has accepted Jesus Christ as the Lord and Savior, the Spirit of the Lord is resting upon them. And he says, now your sons and your daughters will prophesy. He doesn't say that some of your daughters and some of your sons who are in the kingdom will prophesy. No, but all of them will prophesy. In other words, God is calling, when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon every human being who is born again, they receive access to the prophetic. That's why I'm saying that you can prophesy without you being a prophet. Okay, you can prophesy as a gift. You can prophesy being a prophet, but also you prophesy because you are a child of God. He says that on your sons and your daughters, they will prophesy. That's what it, in other words, it destroys the gender restriction that both the male and the females can prophesy. On the old and the young, what's that? It is age restriction. It destroys it. In other words, both babaholo le babanyane, both the elderly people and the young people will prophesy. Lastly, he says that also on the servants, okay, both the female servants and the male servants, I will pour out my spirit and they will also prophesy. That's what, that's an earthly status restriction. So in other words, the prophetic goes against gender, goes against age and earthly status. When you are a child of God, you are called into the prophethood.
Pastor Kahlolo, I love the book of Joel, really.
It's powerful.
And the question is, has it been fulfilled in our lives as we are living now, or we are just reading it in J? Do you think it will come a time whereby this word will be fulfilled unto us?
Beautiful. That's a beautiful question, Mr. Thompson. Actually, this whole prophecy is now fulfilled, okay? In the book of Acts chapter 2, the Bible says that they were all together in one accord, and suddenly there came the Holy Spirit, okay? The wind from heaven, it filled the room where they were sitting. There was the tongues of fire that separated them, and the Spirit of the Lord rested on each one of them.
I love that.
Exactly.
Each one of them,
exactly.
The Holy Spirit rested on them.
On them.
I love
exactly.
that, man.
And they spoke in other tongues.
Ah.
That was the full... No. As the people who were there, they were trying to interpret the situation. They said they were drunk. Peter said, no, we are not drunk. It's only early in the morning, okay? We are not drunk. It's not that we are confused at what is happening. Peter, what he did as he preached, he pointed to them the scripture in Joel chapter 2 verse 28, that it was prophesied by Joel that in the last days God will do what is happening now. Okay, so it is a fulfillment. God, now look what happened. Now in Numbers chapter 11, God took the spirit of that was upon Moses and he put it in what? In the elders. In the New Testament, God is taking the spirit that was upon Christ, he's putting it on what? The disciples and everyone who will believe in the word. Okay, now the disciples, the elders in the Old Testament, what did they do? They prophesied after receiving the Spirit. In the New Testament, what did they do? They spoke in other tongues, okay? And they preached and prophesied. Peter, when he was preaching here in Acts chapter 2, it was not only proclamation, it was not only foretelling, but also the foretelling. That's where he says that this is what the Lord will be doing to the generations to come. So today also, we have access to experience the filling of the Holy Spirit and speaking in tongues and the ministry of the prophetic. God has called all saints into that.
More so, we are the church of God that has been bought by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Glory to the Most High God.
Now, according to his divine power, the Lord God has given us all things
exactly
that pertains to life and godliness. So it is freely given unto us today. And we must accept and acknowledge it.
True.
Yeah.
True. You're quoting a very powerful verse, Mr. Thompson, because that's 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 3. where he says that by his divine power, he has given us everything we need for life and godliness. In other words, when you come into Christ, ne, you come into a full package. Bazalwane, people want to come to the kingdom of God for God to tell them about, you know, their destinies, their cars, their houses, the ministry of the prophetic has nothing to do with those things. Okay, when you look at the Old Testament, the prophets, as they prophesied, they were not prophesying money, they were not prophesying riches, but they're prophesying the will of God, the word of God, undiluted and uncompromised as it is. So the ministry of the prophetic, even today, calls all people to come into what? Into preaching the will of God as it is, undiluted, unchanged, uncompromised word of God. So God is calling all saints into that ministry. In the last is the book of Hebrews, Mr. Thompson, chapter 1, from verse 1. And 2, the Bible says, in the past, God spoke to us through prophets, but in the last days, he has spoken to us through the Son, Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ is the final word of God. As he comes, he is the word of God. John chapter 1 verse 1 says, in the beginning was the word, the word was with God, and the word was God. Verse 14 says, the word became flesh and dwelt among. So Jesus Christ, he is the word of God. When you have him, you have the whole prophethood, okay? Yep. And you can speak the will of God because you have Jesus Christ.
I love that. You can speak the will of God because you have Jesus Christ.
Definitely.
We're talking about prophetic messages that are being fulfilled in our lives. When Israel was in exile, God spoke to Jeremiah. You read Jeremiah 29. It says, after 70 years has been accomplished in Babylon, I, the Lord, will visit you. I, the Lord, will visit you and fulfill my good word. I want you to read that one, Fundis. But I want your comment, or perhaps I'll read it on the other side.
Jeremiah 29.
Yeah, exactly. Start from verse number 8 and 9, I suppose.
Yes, Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 8. He says, for this is what the Lord of the heavenly armies, the God of Israel, says. Do not let the prophets or diviners who are among you to deceive you. Do not listen to them, for they will tell you their dream.
Go ahead.
Here during the time of Jeremiah, the nation of Judah was attacked by so many false prophets who would prophesy that God will take us out from captivity. Now. So people were so excited because of this now message. Okay. So in other words, even today we shouldn't be deceived by the now prophetic message. Now deliverance. No change. No. Okay. Because you see, God is a God of timing. Okay, God is a God of timing. So we shouldn't let, God is saying here, do not let these prophets, okay, these divine, who are among you to deceive you. Do not, in other words, they have ability to deceive, to speak what does not come from God. So any person who speaks something and say that it comes from God and it does not come from God, they are a deceiver. Okay, the Bible says that they are deceiving. And it goes on to say that, do not listen to them. In other words, they will come in my name. They will come saying that they are sent by me, but do not listen to them. So God is clearly saying this to us, that we have to obey him and follow him, and not people who claim to be prophets and yet
they are. I love scriptures when they are being broken down. And there we are continuing with the conversation on your daily companion. I love the prophetic declarations and the prophetic messages that are coming up. And yeah, Morutu was referring very well into the word of God. He did justice in terms of referring to the scriptures. Morutu,
yes.
What are some of the things that you would like to share with the family?
Beautiful. The last things that I want to share with the family is that the prophetic, you know, speaks into order what God has already assigned and designed. In other words, God, when he communicates in the prophetic, he doesn't communicate. He's not reactive. Okay, he's not like now this is the situation, now let me act this way. No, God is all knowing, okay? God cannot be prophet. He's not a prophet. You understand what I'm saying? But we people who live in time, who hear God, we are operating in the prophetic because we are operating within time. Is that clear? Now, it's very important for us to understand that when we come into the prophetic ministry, we are just taking what God has already decided and we are making it known to the people. Okay, it is to God, it is not a new thing. To God, the future is history to God. You know, because he's a transcendent God. He's not limited by time, space, or matter. He's above and beyond, okay, above and beyond all things. So we people who are operating within God, we are speaking what God has already decided. However, beautiful things that we need to note that we have talked about. Number one, we have talked about Numbers chapter 11, where Moses was prophetically saying these words that how I wish that all God's people were prophets. But by that, we see the fulfillment of that in the New Testament. So now we are living in the prophethood of all believers. Everyone who is born again, is even though they are not prophets, okay, some are prophets, but not all are prophets. And we see that also in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 29 to 30. There's where Apostle Paul there says, are all apostles? Are all prophets? No. So it's clear that not all people are prophets, okay? And it's clear that not all people have the prophetic gift according to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, okay, where it speaks about the gifts of the Spirit. However, everybody has that access and grace to hear God and speak what he says. So you can be prophetic without being a prophet. You can be prophetic without having a prophetic gift, meaning that you can hear God by the Holy Spirit and speak what he says you must speak. So the first thing that we tackled is the prophethood of all believers from the book of Numbers. And also says that he took the spirit that was upon Moses and he put it on the 70 elders. So that's what the Lord is doing with us. He's taking the spirit of Christ and he puts it in us. So there's no way we can prophesy without the Holy Spirit. He came there and they prophesied after that. And we pointed the very same transitional motif that is happening now in the New Testament. That after we receive the Holy Spirit, we prophesy. After receiving the Holy Spirit, we speak the mysteries of the kingdom of the living God. And lastly, the book of Joel chapter 2 verse 28 as well. It's a very significant book. It's very beautiful and powerful, very packed with so many revelatory knowledge of God, that in the last days he will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. Sons and daughters will prophesy. And we said that it goes against the gender restriction, brethren. Do not undermine people because of their gender. Let everyone be used by God. If God is using a male can be used by God. If God is using a female can be used by God. So it's not about whether you are a male or a female. God can use you, can pour out his spirit upon you so that you can prophesy and do what he has ordained you to do. And we also pointed out that upon old people and the young men, okay, they will prophesy and they will see visions and dreams, okay? So, and we said, but old and young, it speaks about age. So it goes against the age restriction. The prophetic doesn't look at your age. A young person can hear from God and prophesy with power and with authority, okay? And it doesn't look at also the earthly status reputation, because the Bible says that even on the seventh, okay, both male and the female, I will pour out my spirit, declares the Lord. So you don't have to look at where you are, whether you're living in the village, whether you're living in the city. God can pour out his spirit upon you. Whether you're living in a very luxurious house or whether you're living in a shack, God can pour out his spirit upon you and you can prophesy. So be faithful, be truthful to the ministry of the prophetic. Do not abuse it. Do not twist it. Do not dilute it with anything. Embrace it as it is. You can hear from God. You can speak from God. Believe and live for the Lord. God bless you.
And I'm glad.
Yes.
You spoke very well about scriptures.
Glory to God. Yes, yes.
Now, Paul says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness.
That's it.
That the man of God may be perfect and thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
Mm.
You said a prophet hears the message directly from the Lord.
Yes.
And take it exactly as it is.
Powerful.
Mm.
Exactly. That's how you do it. You don't change. You don't twist. You don't do cut and paste with God. Okay.
Mm.
And the thing is that, be honest. If God hasn't said something, do not say God has said it.
Mm.
Okay. If you want to hear God about a certain situation in your life and you haven't heard anything, do not try so hard to say, "Hore, you heard God," even if you didn't hear Him. Okay, because it's very important that you be honest with the voice of God. God still speaks, Bazalwane. God, as you see, the way you can hear my voice, God's voice is so real like mine. Okay, God is the way you communicate with people around you. God is as real. So if I haven't said anything, don't say Pastor Katlolo said this and this and this. Why you will shock me? I will
All
say
right.
No, there's something wrong.
Okay, right.
Similar with God, you have to say He said something when it is indeed that He said it.
I love the honesty part of it because
Akiri
Mudimu sees if He has not laid anything into your spirit, don't say, "This is what the Lord is saying."
Mm.
Meanwhile, you are not telling the truth at that particular time. My family, we are summarizing a fantastic presentation by Muruti Kahlolo Milatu regarding prophetic messages. And I'm so glad that the scriptures were qualified, and we are just looking in hindsight. The things that we spoke about, Muruti, you touched the issue ya Joel, and you emphasize it. I want you to talk more about that.
Yes.
Once more.
Joel. Now, he says in the last days. So it's a sign that the great outpouring of the Holy Spirit was reserved for the last days. As I mentioned earlier on that in the Old Testament, the Spirit would be upon them.
Mm.
But now the Holy Spirit is within us. We receive the Holy Spirit. He dwells in us. Apostle Paul in the book of 1 Corinthians, he says that, "Don't you know that your bodies are a temple of the Holy Spirit?" So your body, it is not a place where the Holy Spirit visits, but is a place where the Holy Spirit resides. He dwells in you. He resides in you. So you do not have to go outside to outsource His voice from others. Okay? I'm not saying that you shouldn't take prophetic words from people or from a prophet or from a servant of God who genuinely loves the Lord. No. But I'm saying that God has given you a right to hear Him directly. That's why the Bible says in the book of Hebrews that He has given us access to approach His throne of grace with confidence.
Ah.
So the Holy Spirit has given us full access by the blood of Jesus Christ.
Uh-huh.
Those who are saved, as many as are led by the Spirit, these are the sons of
yes.
God. So the sons of God are led by the Spirit. They hear the Spirit. They obey the Spirit. They follow the Spirit. They submit to the Spirit. That's the attitude that the prophet needs to have towards
the Holy
Spirit.
Now, finally, somewhere in the Bible, in the book of John, the Bible talks about unction. And you emphasize much about the power of the Holy Spirit. This unction teaches you everything.
Everything. That's the unction there. It talks about the Holy Spirit. Most times people assume the anointing, it is just an empowerment. No, the Holy Spirit is a person. The Holy Spirit is, the unction, the anointing is the Holy Spirit Himself. Okay, when we say that we have received the unction, the same unction is the Holy Spirit. That's why He teaches us all things. Remember, that's what Jesus Christ said in the book of John. When He comes, He will lead you into all the truth. That's an attitude. The Holy Spirit is also a teacher. So as a prophet, you must operate under the unction. That's why when you don't preach anything that is bringing harmony to the word of God, or there's no harmony in what you're saying with what the word of God is saying, then we can doubt, you're not a prophet of God. Because the prophets of God, they hear from the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is a teacher.
The Lord bless you, man.
Thank you so much.
May you please pray.
Yeah.
Pray, remember, pray, and invite those who have not yet accepted Christ as their Lord and Savior, to just touch their radios.
Glory to the Most
and receive this man, Christ.
Yes, yes, yes. Wherever you are right now, I just want to pray with you. I just want to pray with you, and please open up your heart. God is not interested in the things that you utter. He's interested in how your heart responds to his word, okay? Because it's not about saying this prayer with your mouth, because you can worship him with your mouth, but your heart being far away. So let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the listeners at home, my brother, my sister, wherever they are. May you fill them with the Holy Spirit. May you empower them, my God, so that they may come to the full knowledge of you. I pray by the Spirit of the living God that you may lead them into the truth of the kingdom of God, enlighten their eyes. My Father, may you open up their eyes, their understanding, O God, so that they may see you, so that they may know you personally and speak a word from you, O God. I pray that you align them with the purpose of the kingdom of God, and my Father, may you position them in their rightful callings, O God, so that they may declare the good news freely and boldly in confidence, characterized by the miracles, signs, and wonders in their ministries. I pray that all those who are unconverted, they may be converted into Christianity and live for God until he comes. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.
That's it. Where can we find you? On social media?
On social media. You can find me on Facebook. I'm only on Facebook. By the name Katlholo Alpheus Melato. Katlholo spelled as K-A-T-L-H-O-L-O Alpheus Melato.
Man of God, thank you so much.
Glory to the Most High God. Blessings.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM. 657 AM, radio for believers in action.